On Tuesday, five people were killed in a shooting at a kosher market in Jersey City, New Jersey. A sixth person, a police detective, was shot and killed about a mile away. The incident was a prolonged gunfight in a neighborhood just across the river from downtown Manhattan.
This was ricocheting, hitting everything. It hit the car right here in front of the Salvation Army where I was standing at. Then, like I said, I came standing right here on the side of the building, me and the lady. He bust off again. We ran right here. The bullets hit this back of this house right here.
That's Toya Daniels, whose daughter was in school across the street from where the shooting took place. In a press conference, New Jersey Attorney General Gabeer Grewal said the investigation was ongoing, but declared the shooting a hate crime.
Based on what we have collected so far, however, including based on recent witness interviews, we believe that the suspects held views that reflected hatred of the Jewish people, as well as a hatred of law enforcement.
Anti-Semitic hate crimes in New Jersey have increased significantly during President Trump's first year in office. And last year, New Jersey ranked third in the United States in anti-Semitic incidents. Talking to me now is WNYC's Gwen Hogan, who's been in New Jersey reporting the story. Gwen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tanzina.
What do we know so far about the six people who've been killed in this shooting? We know one is an officer, two of the shooters, and three bystanders were victims here.
What we know is that there was some kind of an altercation in a cemetery with police detective, a 15-year-old veteran, Joe Seals, and the two gunmen. He was killed in the cemetery, and they traveled about a mile away to enter this kosher supermarket in a residential neighborhood. Two gunmen then fired at the kosher supermarket and killed three people who were inside. One of them was a shopkeeper's wife and a shopkeeper, Mindy Ferentz. Her husband had just stepped out to go pray at the synagogue next door when this was happening. A young man was killed who was just happened to be in the store. He's from Brooklyn. And then a third worker was killed who was also in the store.
The incident was declared a hate crime, Gwen, by the Attorney General's office in New Jersey, and now the FBI is going to take over leading the investigation. What do we know so far about the evidence pointing to this attack as being an act of terrorism?
There were some sort of initial caution about declaring this a hate crime from state investigators because they wanted to absolutely confirm that was the case so as not to increase fear in a very tense community already. But today, they now said that with the evidence they've reviewed that's posted to social media and other documentary evidence, that the two shooters expressed anti-Semitic sentiments and also anti-law enforcement sentiments. And that's why they're at this point, along with the FBI, declaring this a hate crime and investigating it like that.
And to that point, when some reports are linking one of the shooters, at least, to a group known as the Black Hebrew Israelite Movement, parts of that group have been designated a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Do we know anything else about that affiliation?
There were reports about that, and the Attorney General spoke about this. He says while they have seen evidence that the shooter may have appeared to express interest in this group, at this point they haven't confirmed any formal link to that group or to any other group for that matter. And several officials said that at this point they believe these two acted alone.
You have been reporting in New Jersey on this story consistently, and I'm wondering if you can give us a sense of what's happening in New Jersey right now. How has the mood been among residents of Jersey City and particularly the Jewish community there?
There's a sense of shock and fear and terror and sadness, you know, that this would happen here in an incredibly diverse city. This took place in a community that's largely African-American, but more recently, the Hasidic population is moving in from Brooklyn largely. And the Brooklyn Hasidic community isn't totally linked to this community. So it sort of ripples across the tri-state area, across Jewish communities, this sense of being a target and really not being safe anywhere you are.
And of course, we have seen, as we mentioned at the top, anti-Semitic attacks are rising around the country since the election of President Trump. What has law enforcement committed to so far? Is there more law enforcement presence on the ground in New Jersey because of this attack? Are there more concerns right now?
Yes, we're hearing that, you know, local officials across the area are ramping up protection of synagogues and shuls. We saw that in New York City, the NYPD was out in full force. And yes, there's definitely a commitment to declare the safety for residents here.
Gwen Hogan is a reporter for WNYC. Gwen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tanzina.